Hey there. I hope you are having an amazing day or evening, depending on when you're here. Today, we are going to be talking about struggling with mental health and kind of juggling it all, so to speak. So stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk, a Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about all the things career related. I tell you how it is, and we get right to the point. I'm your host, Stephanie Dennis. My background is in HR, which is what I have my master's degree in. And this is a good time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. Let's get into it here. So before I start talking about anything mental health related, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a licensed anything except for a driver of a vehicle. Just to be super clear. So this is not for any other reason but to have a conversation. This is not therapeutic advice or any other type of advice that may get me in trouble. So let's get into it. Let's be honest, life can be fucking hard sometimes. Like, that's just the reality. And that said, there are actionable steps that we can take to be more mindful of our mental health. And dare I say, and again, not a therapist, improve it. Let's get into some tips. Number one, prioritize. It is hard to juggle a bunch of things at once. I get it. Goals, deadlines, projects, leadership, input, all the things. But we have to be able to know how to prioritize. And more often than not, you can get a really good idea as far as what you can prioritize over other things simply by listening, right? Listening to leadership, listening to your peers, listening and understanding what the issues are and what the solutions to those problems are, and then prioritizing what to do first. Honestly, if you're truly not sure, if you got five things on your plate and they all seem like huge, massive wildfires that you need to put out, ask your boss. Ask your boss. And if your boss doesn't know, ask your boss to ask their boss, because somebody will be able to tell you. And generally speaking, if we can't figure it out, usually we can. Just context clues, right? But if you or your manager can figure it out, I promise you there is an executive that will be able to tell you. And now, depending on what executive you ask, you might get different answers, right? If a sales leader has a fire that they need put out, but then you have the engineering leader that has a different type of fire, each of those leaders are going to tell you theirs is more important. So think about that as well. Number two, do a self-check-in daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly. Honestly, ask yourself how you're feeling. This is important to check in with yourself. You often have like other people, right? Hey, Steph, how are you doing? Really? Did anyone ask you that? Especially when you're really stressed and you're having a hard time. I had a really good friend ask once, and I was going through a tough time. And they're like, Steph, how are you doing? Like, for real? And I literally just started crying. Like, I couldn't even help it. So ask yourself, because it's, hey, how are you? Like, when you go to check out at Target is very different than a friend being like, how are you? For real. Ask yourself, how are you doing? Really? How are you doing? For real. Like, no bullshit. There's no reason to lie to yourself, right? Like, you are the one invested in yourself, okay? So do an honest check-in. Number three, talk to someone, family, friends, therapist. You know, probably not the dog, but do you? Number four, schedule time for yourself. When life feels like too much, you need to take time for you. Everyone is going to be very different as to what that looks like, but schedule it. Don't just say, well, when I have a minute, I'll go get my nails done. No, I'm blocking off 2 hours Saturday morning to go get my nails done. Very different, right? Number five, try to stay positive. I know it's hard. I know. Try. Whatever you got to do there, exercise, moving your body, yoga, meditation, affirmations, inappropriate, loud, cursing-filled music. I don't give a shit what it is. Whatever puts your brain into a positive mindset. That is kind of my checklist, but make your own. There's a lot of other things on there I'm not going to talk about on this podcast, okay? Number six, practice gratitude. There's a whole lot of science behind it. We've talked about it in the past, but gratitude scientifically is proven to change our mindset and make us more grateful and more positive, literally. And I don't care if you make a list every day. I don't care if you just sit there and for 60 seconds, put a timer on your phone and just list out all the things you're grateful for. Or say them out loud. I don't care how you do it. You have to be grateful. And I don't care how stupid it is. I'm grateful for coffee. I'm grateful for my dog, for my lip balm, for my hair, for my glasses. I don't care. And it could be something or someone, right? Nouns. It could be something little. It could be something big. It doesn't matter. It's just, what are you grateful for in that moment, that day? Number seven, get into movement. Again, science. It's a thing. It's real. It works. You can consult your Google machine if you need the studies, but walk, yoga, lifting, cardio, swimming, it's just on and on and on, right? In your living room, if you just want to bust out 20 squats, move your body. Number 8, spend time with your favorite humans. Your favorite humans help your mental health. Being around your support system. Like, you don't have to talk about what you're stressed about. You don't have to talk about your mental health. Just go enjoy spending time with your people. Number 9, try to add some structure. So it is easy for some people to kind of get into a habit or routine of not doing some of the basic things when we're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, right? So maybe if you find yourself on the weekend so overwhelmed that you lay around and sleep all day, I'm not saying we don't deserve lazy days every now and again, but it shouldn't be the norm either, right? So maybe the structure you're going to put in place, I am up, showered, teeth brushed by 9:30 on Saturdays or whatever it is for you, right? Or every morning before work, I'm going to get up 10 minutes early and get the dishes done. The little things that tend to feel, I don't want to say hard, but sometimes hard to do when you just feel overwhelmed by everything in life. Carve out little chunks of time. There have been times where my to-do list is so long, like I literally just can't, right? ADHD, executive functioning, like that whole thing is a thing. And I'll literally just set a timer. Like, all right, Steph, 60 seconds, whatever dishes you can get done in 60 seconds. And 99% of the time, I just fucking do all the dishes because I'm already started. But it's basically a way to trick your brain. Okay, I can do dishes for 60 seconds. And then you do the dishes and you're like, well, oh my gosh, I can just finish them, right? And sometimes we have to trick our own brains, and that's okay. There's a lot of like systems and structure and process I put in place because of ADHD and because I know like how my brain works and what's going to make me successful. There's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, when I see people who do it and the people I learned how to do that from, so much respect, so much respect. Number 10, reward yourselves for the little things that matter. Maybe it's, hey, I got up, I was showered, teeth brushed, ready to rock by 9:30 on Saturday, and the dishes were done. Boom, going to get me a coffee. I don't know, whatever it is for you. Number 11, revisit or establish boundaries. Oftentimes when life and the world feels like it's just too much, set boundaries. Maybe it's time spent with others. Maybe it is access, right? Maybe there are certain people in your circle who, when things are overwhelming, they feel that fire instead of trying to put it out. And maybe instead of talking to that person every day, maybe you're going to interact with them twice a week. Everyone is so different here. So whatever that looks like for you, if you don't have any boundaries in your life, and you don't have to say, hey, you know, friend one, I'm setting a boundary with you. But so they don't think something is wrong, so to speak, right? You can just say, hey, I really am kind of going to be heads down focusing on, say, for me, the podcast over the next month. I'm probably going to be a little bit more quiet. Just didn't want you to be alarmed, right? So give them a heads up so they're not like, what the fuck? Because the what the fuck conversation could fuel your overwhelm in a worse way. So let's avoid that. If you're comfortable just being like, hey, I'm kind of stuck. I'm feeling down. So I'm going to really be focusing on me and getting in a better mindset. So if I'm more quiet, just know that's what I'm doing. And a lot of people are comfortable saying something like that, and a lot of people are not. But either way, if it's a person you're going to kind of distance yourself from, give them some sort of heads up. And I'm not an advocate for lying. You know that if you listen to this podcast. This is a unique situation, and I'm not saying lie. I just, to not cause fights and more overwhelm, right? Maybe you phrase things very specifically if you're setting a boundary with someone and you don't actually want to tell them that. Number 12, ask for help. There is no shame in asking for help. And I will say this probably till the day I die. I will respect you more if you ask for help versus if you struggle alone and fail. Yes, there should be people checking in with you. How are you? How can I help you? The reality is, so many people do not have that. They just don't. So we need to own that for ourselves if we do need help. And this could be mental health. This could be helping with stuff around the house. This could be helping with stuff at work. It doesn't have to be specific to your mental health. I'm not saying ask for help in the sense of you need to go see a therapist. And if you are a person who is in that spot and you do need to see a therapist, yes, ask for help. It is okay. Number 13, journal. Get it all out. There have been so many times where I've been like really frustrated and overwhelmed, and a lot of that stress and overwhelm is going to leak or spread into relationships, and someone will say something and maybe they're joking or it wasn't really a big deal. And because I'm in the headspace I'm in, it comes out or comes across to me as something maybe rude or offensive, and I'm kind of like, what the fuck? And instead of just saying, what the fuck? I'll go and I will write out a response and I will get out all of the crazy shit that's bouncing around in my head. And then I'll go back and say, how do I really need to say? Now that I've gotten all the frustration out, what is really the conversation that's happening right now? Number 14, ask yourself and maybe others if there's anything you can delegate. Like, really though? For our control freaks out there, myself included, really though, what can you delegate? For real. And when I say ask others, it could be maybe you know there's stuff that you can delegate. You just don't know what that is. So maybe it's something you ask your boss about. Maybe it's something you ask your partner about. Maybe you're just really overwhelmed with housework, with yard work, with all of the things it takes to maintain a home. And the reality is you don't have 4 hours on Saturday morning to cut the grass every week, but you do have $50 to pay somebody to come do it for you. So if you don't know what you can delegate, ask others. I can almost promise you every single one of us has something we can delegate. And maybe it's even just like delegating it to technology, right? There has been hours saved of my life by using a software editing tool fueled by AI to take out some of the ums and the ahs in my podcast. And it has cut literally in half the amount of time it takes me to edit a podcast, because before it would take me probably about 3 to 4 times. So if I recorded a podcast for 20 minutes, it's going to take me anywhere between 60 and 100 minutes to edit that podcast. I'm also a perfectionist and a control freak. But running it through this AI software, literally, because I have to listen to it before I post it. I have to make sure it flows right. There's no weird sounds. Nothing needs to be redone. Probably about twice, down to twice. Okay, number 15, job check-in. Are you in the right job with the right company for the right manager? And no job is perfect, of course, but there should be some alignment on most of those things. Company, role, manager, right? If you can check 2 of those 3 boxes, you're probably doing better than most. Ideally, you'd want to be able to check all 3. But again, no job is perfect. No company is perfect. No manager is perfect. But asking yourself, are you in the right job? Number 16, hydrate, right? Everyone tells you to drink water. Do it. That's it. That's all I got. Drink water, hydrate. It actually matters. For real, scientifically. I love me some science. 17, get enough rest and sleep. If you lay in bed for 8 hours and you're only sleeping for 3, yes, you've rested, but you have not slept. Now, if you're playing some stressful game on your phone, you have not rested. You just also haven't slept, right? So you need rest and sleep, and those things are not the same thing. Number 18, look at your caffeine and alcohol intake and ask yourself, honestly, if you need to make any changes there. Alcohol and caffeine can fuel anxiety. And number 19, try meditation. Just try it for like a week or 2. I'm not saying this has to be like your new way of life. I'm not saying it's going to help you specifically. Just try it. Try it from someone who is real and authentic. And instead of saying, clear your mind of all thoughts and all anything, find the person who says it's really fucking hard to clear your mind of absolutely nothing. And when you're trying to do that and you have random thoughts that pop into your head, bring you back to your present, right? Because the reality is, I don't know very many people who can just start meditating. I haven't known fucking anybody, let's be honest, who can just start meditation. Like, oh yeah, I just, the first time, cleared my brain of all thoughts. Like, did you have any to begin with? Like, that would be my first question. And not in a rude way, but like, who the fuck can do that? I don't know. But meditation helps calm the nerves, calms anxiety. And again, science studies have proven it helps increase mental health. All right. If you have a topic, question you want me to cover, reach out. Let me know if I can help. As you know, I will. I hope you found this information helpful and valuable. As always, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here, listening to the show, supporting it. I appreciate you. Check out the website, stuffdennis.com, podcast directory. There is the transcriptions of every episode, which was so much fun. What else? I have recommendations from an Amazon store. A lot of that has to do with RV life, but there is some podcasting stuff. If you're just curious, hey, Steph, what do you use to podcast? All that stuff's on there. So stuff about my dog. There's all sorts of random crap on there. So check it out. Support the show. You can support the show simply by listening, sharing with a friend, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. Spotify has a monthly donation subscription, and then leaving a rating and or review. All the links to do all of the things are below. You can find me on the socials, StephDennis13 on Instagram and TikTok, and then Instagram Career Talk Podcast. We are written, produced, hosted, and edited by yours truly. You are so amazing. So awesome. I hope you have a wonderful, lovely rest of your day.